course, we'll say, well, what is the best interest of the child? We all know what we want best. What we want is best for the child. How dare you to tell me what is in the best interest of the child? Of course, if you ask any good lawyer or judge what the best interest of the child, they will probably say, well, you guessed it, it depends. Yes, it depends on every situation that is presented. It also depends on the family dynamics. It also depends on the occurrences or the makeup of the family, or the child's need as well, whether it's medical, religion, family support, stability, school district, all that depends. What make up the formula of the best interest of the child? Here's something that Judge Ruth Bader Ginsburg says in the published in the journal, the American Bar Association Journal, in 1994. Says, a woman who does less than everything for her child is seen as a terrible mother, but a man who does more than nothing is seen as a wonderful father. You see, depending who makes that statement during the mediation session, you may scratch your head a bit, right? If the mediator would make such a statement, I think it will have some an effect that the parties may want to question the mediator's motive. If a mom would make this statement, well, that's probably she's pleading for her side, and so for the father's side as well. Well, you may say I may do next to nothing, right? So think about it. But all seem to think this still have to fit the criteria of the best interest of the child. Here's a situation for you. A judge in 1990 asked a child to state his custody preference, meaning his primary residential parent, right, is what we call it now. And his response was, which one do I want to live with? Who's getting the VCR? This was published in James Estes, the California lawyer, back in 1990. Who is getting the VCR? For you youngster who don't know what a VCR is, it is that box that replaces the DVD player. A box that set right next to the TV. And then we all would go as a family or as individual to Blockbuster back in the day, the place where you rent your movies from, a big cassette tape, and you put it into VCR, that metallic box, and on your screen comes out the movie. And that was a wonderful thing to have. And not every household had one of these. Now everybody has a movie on their phone, right? So the child's response was, well, who is going to let me watch movies? Is watching movie the best interest of the child? Well, let's see. It depends. Here we go again. Here's another one. In an application for legal help from the Legal Aid Society in a custody case, a client wrote she was seeking sole custody, S-O-U-L, of her child. Well, seeing the error, the paralegal of the office remarked, I'm not sure we can get jurisdiction. Sole meaning my soul, your soul. But what she meant here was sole custody, meaning I want everything, S-O-L-E, soul, me. My alone, not the other parents, gets nothing. I want everything. The question now is, what is everything? We'll also have that discussion in the next few slides when we talk about custody. What is sole custody?